Hi, I'm Lynn Werfel, welcoming you to Backstage with the New World Symphony. This is the weekly feature that takes you backstage to meet one of the extremely talented young musicians in the New World Symphony, America's Orchestral Academy, founded here in Miami by conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. This week, we continue our conversation with Catherine Miller, fourth-year violin fellow. Kat, as she's also known, finds that New World Symphony has offered her great support in a project she started in her hometown of Savannah, Georgia.
Myself and two colleagues of mine from Savannah, Joseph Conyers and Blake Espy, formed a group in 2005 called Music Alive, and we're now actually known as Project 440. It's a quintet, and we're made up of five really young people, and we're kind of kooky and crazy and loud and smiley and in your face. We made a partnership with the public libraries in Savannah and public schools and some of the private schools in Savannah in order to just provide as many music education opportunities to young people in Savannah as possible. I feel so lucky to be a musician. I think that it's something that's so special. And if it isn't presented to young people and they don't have the opportunity, then this is just a resource for them that's just sadly being lost.
Last year, a number of New World Symphony fellows worked with El Sistema, Venezuela's famous music education program for underprivileged kids. The New World fellows' work with that program gave Catherine another idea for Project 440.
We are in the very, very beginning stages of beginning to start an academy. We would like to start an after-school academy inspired by El Sistema, hopefully in fall 2011. I'm not sure, not 100% sure that's going to happen, since there are only three of us working on this right now. But we'd like to start an after-school program. You know, you never know where the next Mozart or the next Bach is going to be.
In addition to New World Symphony giving Kat and her friends a great musical background, she finds that they're an invaluable resource in giving her the support she needs in running the business end of her music project.
We are so lucky. I am so lucky to be here, and there are so many people that are so willing to give us advice and kind of give us a helping hand and guide us along. If I have any questions, there are several people here at New World that could absolutely guide me in the right direction. I'm very lucky to have an organization behind me that's so supportive of our endeavors.
Violinist Kat Miller also feels very lucky to be able to work with Michael Tilson Thomas and is always quick to credit him with teaching her more about her music.
MTT has such an amazing way of articulating his thoughts and what he's trying to get across to the orchestra. And I feel like I've learned so much from him with the creative thought process, finding an idea and finding out how to articulate it in words and then finding out how to articulate it with your instrument. I love listening to him talk and having rehearsals with him.
This summer, Catherine toured with Star Wars in concert, and she thinks that the New World Symphony's new campus may have some similarities when they play Copland's Third Symphony at the Gala January opening.
As far as the new hall goes, it's absolutely exciting, and I'm so happy that I'm here to experience some of it. I feel like I experienced the summer on Star Wars with a lot of the microphones and just the huge technology aspect of the performances. We're going to have so much of that. Concerts with video, I think they have something like 12 different projectors that are going to be used in the hall. And it's going to be something really, really new and innovative, and it's going to be really, really exciting to be a part of it.
We've been talking to fourth-year violin fellow Catherine Miller. I'm Lynn Werfel, and please join me next week at this time as we meet another one of New World Symphony's young musicians on Backstage with the New World Symphony, right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.